This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And when he went this side and the wife went that side, 3 steps away from each other, this lady, she rushed to the women and she said, "Come. There's a movement called women's movement. We can free you from this. You can take off this. It's oppression." And she doesn't realize that these women willingly put the niqab on, willingly wearing hijab, willingly practicing Islam, willingly obeying her husband, willingly applying the Sharia of Allah, and living happily. As they say, happier than anyone that they can even imagine. And the lady said, "But I'm free. I chose to wear this." She said, "You don't understand. You know, they can protect you from this man. He will never know where you are. We can hide you from him. And then you can live your life as free as you want." She said, "Lady, I'm free. I chose to do this. This is my choice. So we are the one now can introduce al-Islam to these people. Say, look, Islam is nothing but this." So as a Muslim, this surah is talking about how a Muslim can live, coexist with a non-Muslim society. Looking like them is not what we're talking about. Or try to look like them is not what we're talking about. Imitating them is not what we're talking about. Try to walk their walk, talk their talk, live their lifestyle. It's not what we're talking about. Because as long as you try to be like them, they will always see you inferior. They will never see you equal. And Allah يقول in the Quran, وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. Also, ya ikhwati fi Allah, in this surah is addressing how Muslims should live with another Muslim. How you can live with your Muslim brother. How you can deal with another Muslim. What relationship should we have with one another? Also, this surah will deal how we can all, as humanity, can live together in harmony. Islam is the only religion, and Islam, not Western, recent lifestyle. No, as a religion, Islam is the only religion that allows other religions to exist equally. You want to be a Christian? Be a Christian. You want to go to your church? Go to your church. I will never force you to become a Muslim. I will introduce Islam to you, but I will never force you. Egypt, Al-Aqbat, the Christian Egypt of Egypt. Islam ruled Egypt from the time of Umar bin Khattab until today. They still exist. They have their own church. Umar bin Khattab did not say, "Bring them all. If they don't declare La ilaha illallah, kill them all." No, la wallah. Uthman did not say this. Ali radiyallahu anhum did not say this. Umar bin Abdul Aziz did not say this. No. You want to be Christian? Be Christian. You want to be Yahudi? Be Yahudi. As a matter of fact, Umar bin Khattab is the man who saw an old man from Ahl al-Kitab, he was Jew. فَقَالَ عُمَرَ And Umar said to the man of the Bayt al-Mal, أَتَأْخُذُ مِنْهُ الْجِزْيَةِ Do you take jizya from him? He said, yes. He said, don't take jizya from him. When he was young and strong, he used to give jizya. But when he's old, we will take care of him. And he's Yahudi. He's Yahudi. So this surah will teach us how we can all live together as humans in under the roof of La ilaha illallah. And if that is not available as in the case of this country, how we can all live together as humans. Also, ya ikhwati fillah, this surah, part of this surah was revealed, or the majority of, if not all of this surah was revealed for reasons, for a sabab. And we know the Quran is revealed because of two reasons. One is because Quran, Allah will reveal the Quran as a general guidance. General guidance. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The first chapter of the Quran, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. This was revealed not because of a reason that happened, an incident that took place, but as a general guidance. A lot of, and most of the Quran was revealed as general guidance. But also sometimes an incident would happen and Allah would address that incident, that particular incident. And of course the ruling would apply on us and those who will come after us bi-idhnillah, as it did the people before us. So this surah, also this chapter, would cover that, and we'll see how we can live our life. Alhamdulillah. Let us go over this and go with the first part of the surah without getting into the surah itself. And this is the general etiquettes. General etiquettes that a Muslim should have. As we know, ya ikhwati fillah, in the Sharia, there are three things. In any system, even Canadian system, yes. In any system, usually there are three departments or three areas. One, the thing that is known as al-musharri', the source of legislation. The source, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the universe, the only unique God. It is not he or she. God is not in us. God is not part of us. God is not sitting on the floor with us. But God is above his creation. God has no gender, no color. He's a unique himself. ذلك الله سبحانه قال ليس كمثله شيء. None is equal to Allah. Some people may say, I worship this and this is my God. In the case of those people who worship cows, they say this cow is my God. And they will take that animal waste and they will rub against themselves. And they said, I have been touched by my God. I have been touched by God. Others, they say, no, we worship this man, or we worship angel, or saint, individual, places in Islam, that is not the case. If Allah is like me, then why don't I worship myself? If Allah sleeps, gets tired, needs eat, needs rest, then he's not God. Because in his absence, who will run this universe? When he's eating, who's going to run this universe? When he's resting, who's going to run this universe? God is not like that, ikhwati fillah. So, al-Sharia, we have musharri', when the laws and rules comes from. And subhanallah, if you go and you buy simple things, cell phones, you will find in that little box, it contains a little booklet, manual, how to turn it on, how long should you keep your thumb or your finger on this, on the switch, on off switch, starting switch. you know, how to upload, download, how to change the ringtone, how to, all this is that little book. Do you think Allah created this complicated human being and at the same time said to him, go and do whatever you think is right for you? La. Allah revealed that manual, that book that we call Quran, and He said, based on this, you govern your life. Based on this, you deal with your Muslim brother and sisters. Based on this, you deal with your non-Muslim neighbor. Based on this, this is how you should deal with your wife, with your children, with your friend, with your boss, with the person who has authority over you, with the people who are under you, all in that little, in that book called Al-Qur'an. The second, ya ikhwati fillah, is Al-Muballigh. Now here the term is the messenger. Now here we have Arawa. They make all the laws, all the rules. And then we have people who are bringing those rules back to us and say, well, the new law is when the light is yellow, the traffic light, you're allowed to turn left or right. Or in some places like Montreal, Quebec, when the light is red, you're not allowed to turn right. In Ontario, it's acceptable. So these people who's telling us the laws, we call them muballigh. When we're dealing with Allah, then the people that Allah sends, we call them messengers of Allah. And the third, ya ikhwati fillah, is what is known munaffidh, applier of the laws. You and I, when we receive the laws, we apply the law. If Ottawa says, we raise property tax from being 5.3, I'm just using a number, to 6.5, what do? We apply that. When they say there's PST and GST, we take that. In the West, they don't have some of those. So we accept. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do this or do not do this, then as Muslims we say, we accept and we follow. As any other law. However, we give the priority, the laws of Allah, the priority. So this is the sharia of Allah, ya ikhwati fillah. Now in this sermon, from the adab, from the etiquettes that we will learn from this chapter, is the first, the etiquette, by the way, that will purify our hearts. And if we go by them, it will make us better community as we live. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the first, if you have the Qur'an, I would say follow it. If you don't have the Qur'an, alhamdulillah, you can listen to it. This is the first ayah, surah number 49, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. And here is a call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tuqaddimu bayna yadayllahi wa rasoolih. Wattaqullaha innallaha sami'un alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first ayah said, O you who believe, make not a decision. لا تقدموا in advance before Allah and His Messenger. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and have taqwa, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Verily, Allah is hearing, knowing. Have taqwa. Yani don't come and speak before Allah and His Messenger and be dutiful to your Creator. Don't have any ill feeling in your heart, but be a person who fears his God, knowing that Allah is watching him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued with the second ayah, second verse. And he said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قال, Oh you who believe, raise not your voices over the voice or above the voice of the Messenger of Allah, nor speak aloud to him in thought when you're addressing him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you speak aloud to one another. When you're addressing the Messenger of Allah, don't talk to him like you would talk to someone else, like you would talk to your friend. Lest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your deeds should be wasted while you perceive not, while you're not aware of that. And then Allah praised those individuals. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُطُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily those who will lower their voices in the presence of Allah's Messenger subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the ones who heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them with taqwa for fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said is forgiveness and a great reward. Now, these three ayat that we will try to cover today bi idhnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I stated earlier, at the time of the Messenger of Allah, if something unusual takes place in the presence of Rasulullah, usually the Qur'an would address it vividly and clearly on the spot. What happened here? Listen to what happened and why these ayat, these verses were revealed. يقول ابن مليكة, one of the tabi'een, narrated a hadith from the tabi'een and he said, Abdullah ibn al-Zubayr al-Sahabi told him that a delegation from Bani Tamim came to the Messenger of Allah. A delegation, a group of people, came to the Messenger of Allah. فقال Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu said, Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, ask Al-Qa'qa' bin Ma'bad to be the Amir of this delegation. Now listen to this. He did not wait the Messenger of Allah to decide this matter. He did not wait the Qur'an, Allah, to decide this matter. But Abu Bakr, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I think Al-Qa'qa' bin Ma'bad is the best person to be the Amir of the group. And we know, Ya Ikhwati Fillah, in every group, whether we're small or large, we have to have someone who's in charge. So Abu Bakr said, I want Al-Qa'qa' to be the Amir, Ya Rasulullah. Umar radiyallahu anhu disagreed with Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Now, imagine this. Again, Rasulullah is sitting. Abu Bakr is here radiyallahu anhu. Umar is here. The Sahaba are listening. Perhaps Bani Tamim maybe are there. And Abu Bakr, he said, I want Al-Qa'qa' bin Ma'bad. Umar said, La, Ya Rasulullah. I disagree with Abu Bakr. I think you should appoint Al-Aqra' bin Habis. I think Al-Aqra' bin Habis is more suitable than Al-Qa'qa'. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu said, Ma aratta illa khilafi. You just want to be different. You just want to disagree with me. You really don't know what you're talking about. That's your aim, to disagree with me. فَقَالَ عُمَرُ. Then Umar said, مَا أَرَهْتُ خِلَافَكَ. I have no intention of being or of disagreeing with you. وَلَكِنْ this is what I see fit. قَالْ فَتَمَارَيَا. They argued. They talked. Now Rasulullah is listening to them. فَتَمَارَيَا فَارْتَفَعَتْ حَتَّى I'm sorry. He may say, I worship this and this is my God. In the case of those people who worship cows, they say this cow is my God. And they will take that animal waste and they will rub against themselves. And they said, I have been touched by my God. I have been touched by God. Others, they say, no, we worship this man. Or we worship angel or saint. Individual places in Islam, that is not the case. If Allah is like me, then why don't I worship myself? If Allah sleeps, gets tired, needs eat, needs rest, then He's not God. Because in His absence, who will run this universe? When He's eating, who's going to run this universe? When He's resting, who's going to run this universe? God is not like that, ikhwati fillah. So, as-Sharia, we have musharrih. When the laws and the rules comes from. And subhanAllah, if you go and you buy simple things, cell phones, you will find in that little box, it contains a little booklet, manual, how to turn it on, how long should you keep your thumb or your finger on this on, the switch on, off switch, starting switch. You know, how to upload, download, how to change the ringtone, how to... All this is that little book. Do you think Allah created this complicated human being and at the same time said to him, go and do whatever you think is right for you? La. Allah revealed that manual, that book that we call Quran, and He said, based on this, you govern your life. Based on this, you deal with your Muslim brother and sisters. Based on this, you deal with your non-Muslim neighbor. Based on this, this is how you should deal with your wife, with your children, with your friend, with your boss, with the person who has authority over you, with the people who are under you, all in that little, in that book called Al-Quran. The second, ya ikhwati fillah, is al-muballigh. Now here the term is the messenger. Now here we have Arawa. They make all the laws, all the rules. And then we have people who are bringing those rules back to us. And say, well, the new law is, when the light is yellow, the traffic light, you're allowed to turn left or right. Or in some places like Montreal, Quebec, when the light is red, you're not allowed to turn right. In Ontario, it's acceptable. So these people who's telling us the laws, we call them muballigh. When we're dealing with Allah, then the people that Allah sends, we call them messengers of Allah. And the third, ya ikhwati fillah, is what is known munaffidh, applier of the laws. You and I, when we receive the laws, we apply the laws. If Ottawa says, we raise property tax from being 5.3, I'm just using a number, to 6.5. What do? We apply that. When they said there's PST and GST, we take that. In the West, they don't have some of those. So we accept. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do this or do not do this, then as Muslims we say, we accept and we follow. As any other law, however, we give the priority, the laws of Allah, the priority. So this is the Sharia of Allah, ya ikhwati fillah. Now in this sermon, from the adab, from the etiquette that we will learn from this chapter, is the first, the etiquette, by the way, that will purify our hearts. And if we go by them, it will make us better community as we live. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the first, if you have the Qur'an, I would say follow it. If you don't have the Qur'an, alhamdulillah, you can listen to it. This is the first ayah, surah number 49, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, and here is a call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, la tuqaddimu bayna yadayllahi wa rasoolih. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first ayah said, O you who believe, make not a decision, لا تقدموا, in advance before Allah and His Messenger. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and have taqwa, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, verily, Allah is hearing, knowing. Have taqwa. Yani don't come and speak before Allah and His Messenger and be dutiful to your Creator. Don't have any ill feeling in your heart, but be a person who fears his God, knowing that Allah is watching him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued with the second ayah, second verse. And He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قال, Oh you who believe, raise not your voices over the voice or above the voice of the Messenger of Allah, nor speak aloud to him in thought when you're addressing him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you speak aloud to one another. When you're addressing the Messenger of Allah, don't talk to him like you would talk to someone else, like you would talk to your friend. Lest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your deeds should be wasted while you perceive not, while you're not aware of that. And then Allah praised those individuals, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُطُّونَ أَصْوَاتَمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily those who will lower their voices in the presence of Allah's Messenger subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the ones who heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them with taqwa for fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said is forgiveness and a great reward. Now these three ayat that we will try to cover today bi-ibnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I stated earlier, at the time of the Messenger of Allah, if something unusual takes place in the presence of Rasulullah, usually the Qur'an would address it vividly and clearly on the spot. What happened here? Listen to what happened and why these ayat, these verses were revealed. يَقُولُ ابْنَ مُلَيْكَ One of the tabi'een narrated a hadith from the tabi'een and he said, Abdullah ibn al-Zubayr al-Sahabi told him that a delegation from Bani Tamim came to the Messenger of Allah. A delegation, a group of people, came to the Messenger of Allah. فقال Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu said, Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, ask Al-Qa'qa' bin Ma'bad to be the Amir of this delegation. Now listen to this. He did not wait the Messenger of Allah to decide this matter. He did not wait the Qur'an, Allah, to decide this matter. But Abu Bakr, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I think Al-Qa'qa bin Ma'bad is the best person to be the Amir of the group. And we know, ya ikhwati fillah, in every group, whether we're small or large, we have to have someone who's in charge. So Abu Bakr said, I want Al-Qa'qa to be the Amir, ya Rasulullah. Umar radiyallahu anhu disagreed with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Now, imagine this. Again, Rasulullah is sitting. Abu Bakr is here radiyallahu anhu. Umar is here. The Sahaba are listening. Perhaps Bani Tamim maybe are there. And Abu Bakr, he said, I want Al-Qa'qa bin Ma'bad. Umar said, La, ya Rasulullah. I disagree with Abu Bakr. I think you should appoint Al-Aqra bin Habis. I think Al-Aqra bin Habis is more suitable than Al-Qa'qa. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu said, Ma arata illa khilafi. You just want to be different. You just want to disagree with me. You really don't know what you're talking about. That's your aim, to disagree with me. فَقَالَ عُمَرَ Then Umar said, مَا أَرَهْتُ خِلَافَكَ I have no intention of being or of disagreeing with you, ولكن this is what I see fit. قال فَتَمَارَيَا They argued. They talked. Now Rasulullah is listening to them. فَتَمَارَيَا فَارْتَفَعَتْ حَتَّى I'm sorry.